AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The judge in the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump in Florida will hear more arguments today on dismissing the charges. The judge has indefinitely postponed the trial. Closing arguments are expected next week in New York in Trump's hush money trial. This is House Speaker Mike Johnson.
This is clearly by design. These prosecutors in these various locations are clearly have coordinated with the Department of Justice in Washington. Everybody knows what's going on.
Deaths have been reported from severe weather in Iowa. An exact number has not been released from the small town of Greenfield, Iowa. Rogue Paxton lives there.
It got really, really loud, and we thought we lost our house, but we were lucky. But like everyone else is not so much. Like my brother Cody, his house just got wiped.
Damage is also reported in parts of Illinois and Wisconsin. Iran's supreme leader presided over the funeral for President Ibrahim Raisi, the foreign minister, and others who were killed in a helicopter crash.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei began the service at Tehran University by reciting prayers on top of Raisi's casket. Following Khamenei's service, the coffins were loaded onto a semi-truck and a procession held through the streets of the city down to Freedom Square, where Raisi had given speeches in the past. Iran's theocracy has declared a period of mourning, encouraging people to attend public mournings. Many attend en masse, while others take part out of patriotism. For Iran's Shiite theocracy, mass demonstrations have been crucial for demonstrating the legitimacy of their leadership. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A judge in Tennessee is blocking the sale of Graceland, Elvis Presley's former home. A company claimed Elvis's Memphis estate failed to repay a loan that used the property as collateral. Sales of previously owned homes sank last month, pushed down by high mortgage rates and rising prices. It's the 10th straight price increase. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their record highs in the early going on Wall Street, continuing a days-long run of relatively quiet trading. The S&P 500 was flat in the first hour of trading Wednesday. That came a day after the benchmark index set its latest all-time high. The Dow slipped 14 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.1% a day after setting its latest record. Target slumped more than 8% after reporting profit that fell short of forecasts. TJX, the off-price retailer of apparel and home goods, rose 6% after its report beat expectations. The day's headline profit report will come after trading closes. Analysts expect NVIDIA to deliver its latest blockbuster quarter of growth. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.44%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was fined $75,000 by NASCAR for fighting with Kyle Busch after the All-Star race at North Wilkesboro Speedway. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.